listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. There's more great community radio coming your way.
Hey folks, welcome to the 2025 CKUW 95.9 FM Pride Marathon. Today from 1 to 5, we're showcasing our community and giving radio space to share the love of music, culture, and history of the 2S LGBTQIA+ community.
Hi, yeah, this is Scott, Program Director here at CKUW, and I'm joined by a CKW, I guess, alum now, Megan of Meg Punk, who used to do an awesome show on Tuesdays. Thank you so much for coming on and hosting with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I'm going to kick it off today with a little queercore and ally music, starting off with Girlwood.
Awesome.
Singer and songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Reg Forrester created Girlwood in November 2016 as a solo project, now a duo with drummer Mia Morris. Girlwood has performed constantly to an ever-growing and dedicated audience locally in Louisville, Kentucky. They've been praised for the community they have built and their explosive performances, but most of all, their tireless and fearless gusto when it comes to dismantling the patriarchy and other toxic heteronormative ideologies. Here's Girlwood with Bisexual. Lead singer of The Pretty Things, Phil May, was bisexual, and what's the most fun part about being bisexual? There's no need to change pronouns in songs unless you want to. He would often have a little fun with it and swap them in a song, and I love his bluesy singing delivery in the early days, giving that he'll steal your woman and your man vibe. Don't Bring Me Down was written by Johnny D., one of their road managers. If you look up the lyrics, you'll find it's all pretty hetero, but listen carefully at the around 125 mark. Instead of, I need a lover, yes, someone new, and then to her, I will be true. Phil May saying, I need a lover, yes, someone new, and then to him, I will be true. I even hear a little laugh after that. We bisexuals feel seen for once. Here's The Pretty Things with Don't Bring Me Down.
Just wanna roll. I tell you, man, don't wanna hold. I want around, be off the ground. I need to go from town to town.
Against Me, a band fronted by none other than the trans icon Laura Jane Grace. Laura started as a solo artist under the name Against Me, taking gigs anywhere she could in Gainesville, Florida in 1997. She soon attracted other members and became a full band in 2001. Skip ahead to May 2012, during an interview with Rolling Stone, she came out to the world as transgender and shortly after released the album Transgender Dysphoria Blues. In later years, she started a solo project titled under her name Laura Jane Grace. Here's Against Me with Transgender Dysphoria Blues.
We'll be right back.
Twin Temple was formed by the married couple Alexander and Zachary James. Being fans of American rock and roll of the 1950s and 1960s, and bands such as The Platters, Roy Orbison, and Buddy Holly, they wanted to incorporate their beliefs in Satanism with this musical era and culture. Their lyrics reference their beliefs, but also deal with themes like sex, love, and social issues such as individualism, feminism, and LGBTQ rights. Twin Temple says that the central message of their songs is inclusion. Here's Twin Temple with Lucifer, My Love.
Lucifer, my love. Lucifer, my love. The candles are burning bright. Give me a little death. Take me as human sacrifice. I'm just a fool.
A fool.
A fool. But I'm not a whore, I'm a woman. Oh, I've been screwed. I may not be a virgin, but I'm saving myself for you. I'm just a fool.
A fool.
A fool.
Seem to know a thing, especially about the two of us. And anyway, baby, you're a much better kisser than Jesus.
I'm just
Olivia Neuter-John is a one-person grindcore death metal project started by Dick Weeks in 2017. Weeks is a very busy person, also running Black and Death Records, has a huge number of bands. I'm talking over 20 projects. Canadian East Coast born, Weeks officially came out as being non-binary in 2018 and is an active supporter of anti-fascist, anti-racist, and anti-turf movements. Here is Olivia Neuter-John with Born Wrong.
Out of the shower and the towels around your waist and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, there I am.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, where we are running the Pride Month Radio Marathon, and I've got Scott here to tell us a little bit about what we've got programmed for today.
Yeah, we did have some guests that were going to line up. They were supposed to be here for the start of the show, but they are both ill, so I hope Lillian and Haley, I hope you're feeling better. They were going to do Queering Dad Rock, which I was really really excited for because I thought it was such a cool concept. But it's 2 to 2:30, and we have the Two Spirit Archive. And if you don't know, the U of W here has an amazing community archive about the Two Spirit community here in Manitoba. And yeah, they'll be here to talk about that and their work. building a community archive. There was a council kind of formed to talk about that. What are the sort of things that you archive around a community, right?
Very interested to hear about that.
You know, and then Sophie is at 2:30 to 3, artists claimed by the LGBTQ community. So not necessarily queer artists themselves, but ones that are claimed by. Wow. And then Gabby, 3:30 to 4. I think they're just doing a mix of music. Perry, 4 to 4:30, queer hip hop,
which I'm super looking forward to that one. That's going to be really interesting.
And then live, 4:30 to 5, a band called Chloe. And you know
Yes, actually, this is a friend of mine, part of my Queers on Gears motorcycle and automotive group.
Yeah.
Sally is a motorcycle rider. Super cool musician. Sally's band, band name Chloe, is coming in to play a live set, and we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So actually, and you just mentioned, talk about Queers on Gears, because that's the group that you're a part of. Talk a bit about what they do and what the group is doing for Pride this year.
Yeah, Queers on Gears Winnipeg on Instagram. We are motorcycle riders, car and truck enthusiasts. We build and hang out and have barbecues at the shop and that kind of thing. Really, really good little community for queer and allied folks. Queer, trans, everybody's part of the group. And Queers on Gears actually is invited by Dykes on Bikes Winnipeg. And Dykes on Bikes traditionally leads the Pride Parade, a representation and historically protection for the queer community to march in Pride. Dykes on Bikes has invited Queers on Gears motorcycle riders to come and join in the Pride Parade. So when the Pride Parade comes through, the first people coming through are Dykes on Bikes, and right behind them is Queers on Gears.
Amazing.
I am sending my group with my best representation to head up the parade. I am actually not going to be at the parade this year. I have some business to take care of in Montreal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be attending facial feminization surgery, and my group is going to be participating in the Pride Parade without me, sadly.
Oh, well, I mean, but congratulations. It must be feel great to finally have something like that booked for yourself, and you got it. You know, you have your appointment, you have your date. So
absolutely. I can't even believe it. It's next week.
Right. Amazing. Yeah. So, was there, now I'm thinking back, because I know a couple years ago you were talking about, it was last year talking about this. Is there also a ride to like a rural pride as well?
Yes.
Are they doing that this year as well?
Or? Last year we attended the Pemina Valley Pride. It was in Winkler, and we had Queers on Gears and Dykes on Bikes went down together, and we also led the parade for the community down there.
Amazing. Yeah. Is that happening again this year or no?
I believe so.
Okay, that's great.
We're in the process of figuring out the details.
Right.
There is talks about heading out to Brandon Pride. It just really, for me, it's going to be kind of coordinating who's going to be going, because I'm going to be spending the majority of Pride Month recovering.
Yeah. Well, I just mentioned that because I thought it was great to have those kind of presence in smaller towns, rural communities, mm-hmm. because, I mean, the LGBTQ queer community is everywhere, and I'm sure there's people in those in places like Winkler and others where it might feel a little more daunting to be out than it does here in Winnipeg, right? So I just thought it was such a great initiative to mention, you know, because it's hard to imagine yourself if you don't see yourself represented in out in the world, right? So
absolutely. And like I always said in the Meg Punk show, is that representation matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of communities out there that have never had exposure to anybody in the community that, as far as they knew, and having that representation out there and having that support in small rural communities is really important. And we love to come out and show that support, and like following the tradition with Dykes and Bikes, and invited Queers and Gears riding with Dykes and Bikes to lead the parade and show that representation.
Amazing, yeah. And so just a couple little events that are happening, because U of W here at University of Winnipeg is have a whole series of events. May the 26th at 10 a.m. they're having the flag raising out out of the front lawn. Convocation Hall will act as an alternative location in the event of inclement weather. Be interesting to see what they in Convocation Hall, how they're going to put a flag up. and May 26th to the 30th, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., there is a Two-Spirit Archives display. So we're going to hear from them in about a half hour. But there's a display there at the... it would be the library archives here. So the fourth floor, not far from where the station is, they're having a big display at the U of W archives. So that's, I guess it would run all this week, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. I think that that's amazing. Some historic documents within the collective that highlight the stories and experiences of Two-Spirit people in Manitoba and throughout North America. Mm-hmm. So no RSVP is needed. You can just go. It's just a display. There's also this one, May 27th and 29th, noon to 2, there's a zine workshop also happening. So if you've no experience needed, if you want some practice making zines, you can do that. You have to register on the website, though. Mm-hmm. So if you go to UW Pride, you'll find it there.
That sounds super fun.
And there's a couple other things we can talk about later. There's also like a drag story time and other stuff. But we'll go through those a little later. I don't want to just read off a list for a long time. So you have a little more music for us, right?
Yeah, I got some stuff I can put on here. Following up with the Olivia Newton-John, we've got, let's see, what do we got here? We'll get into Pink Shift. Pink Shift is a punk rock band from Baltimore, Maryland, with writing inspired by 90s grunge, 2000s pop punk, and modern twists and Riot Girl roots. They aim to mirror the angst, happiness, and sorrows of everyday living through their music. Formed in Baltimore, Maryland in 2019, the group consists of lead vocalist Ashrita Kumar, guitarist Paul Vallejo, and drummer Myron Hungbedi. They have cited Nirvana, Arctic Monkeys, and No Doubt as musical influences, among many others. Here's Pink Shift with I'm Not Crying, You're Crying.
Yeah. I feel so real. I feel so unnecessary.
I'm still licking the roof of my mouth from where I burned it with a microwave burrito last night. It's all smooth like silly putty still in the egg, not like razor burns on my leg, invoked in hopes of achieving something like an image only existing in my head. Last month I drove myself death, last beach life and death. On my way to pick up McDonald's breakfast every morning, a girl still in mourning over what she's not sure. There's no known cure for this kind of feeling. Her eyes on the ceiling, her head on the floor. When you're in a place that don't let you lock your doors, and the walls are painted blue and there's no handles on the drawers, all the things that are absent made you think about the things in real life that aren't. Heaven is a place where you aren't allowed to kill yourself. Heaven is a place where you're not allowed to kill yourself. A little ivermectin and a whole lot of soul. Hyperbolic statements about rock and roll. A good amount of aspartame and sublingual estradiol. Tight, sweet chili and sexuality on trial. Hyperconfessional and overwhelmingly sincere. The kind of girl who vomits after one beer. Truly ineffectual at writing my wrongs. I've been the subject of too many songs. Boston-based transsexual pop pariahs between the years of 2018 and 2025. Kinda hopeful thing I would hope it will be. Though I can't say I'll be painted in the best light. A restatement of my values to myself is all I can try for. A restatement of my values to myself. Thank you.
Hello, you are listening to... Is this thing on? Oh, perfect. Okay. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I am Victoria K doing a special secret surprise set as part of... I guess I'm filling in some time here on the third annual CKUW Pride Marathon. I'm so happy to be here. This is a great and wonderful event. I host the show Spirit 303. You can listen to that every single Monday at 9 p.m. So that's tomorrow. Check it out. It'll be so fun. It's so great. And my first ever appearance on this show was the first one a few years ago, so I'm thrilled to be back. I'm super happy and excited for all the guests coming on in the next few hours. I think in about 20 minutes we have the Two-Spirit Archives for the U of W. We're going to have an interview with them. We're going to talk about all the great work they do and all the stuff they're up to, and that's going to be a great interview, so definitely stay tuned for that. On my show, I like to play a lot of kind of techno and shoegaze, just dreamy and danceable stuff, somewhere in that intersection. So I have a little mini emergency set here, very secret, very special, so consider yourself blessed if you're hearing it right now. Exclusively queer and gender nonconforming artists, and we're going to start with classic. Rest in peace. We're going to start with Sophie. This is Infatuation on CKUW 95.9 FM. You are tuning in to CKUW 95.9 FM, and you just heard, that is S-Fire, that's the song S-Fire 7, and before that we had Sophie, that is Infatuation. I think these are both Sophie projects, actually, so rest in peace, we miss her, we love her. You are tuning in to CKUW's third annual Pride Radio Marathon for 2025. And you are tuning in to a very secret, very special episode of Spirit 303. We're usually on the air, what was it, Monday at 9 p.m.? But just for you, for tuning into this marathon, you get a secret extra episode. Nobody knows about this except for you, so guard it close. I'm just kidding. Tell all your friends. And we open the show. I forgot to announce that one. That is a song, Alex Walton, by the artist Alex Walton from the album Alex Walton. Bit too rocky for my show usually. I play a lot of techno and stuff like that. So I had to get that one in there. I just had to. We have an interview with the Two Spirit Archives at the University of Winnipeg coming up in about 10 minutes, and we're very, very excited for that. But for now, we have more awesome music for you on this secret special Spirit 303. So next up, we have DOS. I always play DOS when I get a chance to. I love DOS so much. This is Puppy on CKUW 95.9 FM. And I'm your host, Victoria K, by the way. Don't forget it. Okay, bye.
Oh,
Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat is a song about a young gay man who feels suffocated by the homophobia and intolerance of his small town and decides to escape to the big city for freedom, facing unacceptance by his family. He is forced to move. It became a powerful anthem for the LGBTQ plus community and remains a significant piece of British gay culture and global culture. I'm going to play Small Town Boy by Orville Peck, a cover of Bronski Beat's original Small Town Boy.
The wind and the rain on a side. Lord.
You are tuning in to CKUW 95.9 FM. That was Orville Peck. That was his cover of Small Town Boy, putting a little country spin on that one. I think he was at Folk Fest a few years ago. I missed it because I just miss out like that. But very, very special artist. And I hope you all had the chance to see him, and I hope it was amazing. We have about 10 minutes till the next guest comes on. We have Gabby coming on with an assortment of songs that I'm excited to hear. But in the meantime, I'm going to use this as an excuse to play more DOS on this this Pride Marathon for 2025. DOS is, a little underground. She's from New York, is a musician, producer, DJ, etc. And truthfully, I don't know how queer she is because the info is kind of not there. But if you scroll to the bottom of Wikipedia, it says in the categories American LGBTQ songwriters. So there you go. That's my source. Anyways, this is the self-titled EP. And this first song here is called The Way I Feel on CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you.
Thank you.